The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Filipino valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Numbers Racket. The Green Hornet strikes again. Young women, serve your country in time of war and prepare yourself for an interesting and useful career. Join the U.S. Cadet Nurse Corps of the U.S. Public Health Service today. All expense scholarships are still available in Michigan schools of nursing. You will continue to receive full scholarship privileges if you are enrolled in the Corps 90 days before the end of the war. For full details, go to your nearest hospital or write the State Nursing Council for War Service. Here in Michigan, the address is Michigan Nursing Council for War Service, 51 West Warren Avenue, Detroit 1, Michigan. And now, the Green Hornet. Britt Reed, young publisher of the Daily Sentinel, was in his office going over some letters with his secretary, Lenore Case, when the telephone rang.
I'll get it, Mr. Reed. Mr. Reed's office?
Hey, Casey, let me speak to Reed.
Oh, it's you, Axford. Just a minute.
Axford, eh? Hello, Axford, what's up?
Reed, wait till you hear this. There's been a killing in a pool room down on Water Street, and the cops got the guy who did it.
Well, that was quick work on the part of the police. But why am I supposed to get excited about that? Go on.
Well, the guy that did the shooting was a numbers operator. Seemed like the dead guy was on a number and couldn't collect. So he threatened to call the cops. The numbers racketeer shot him. The cop on the beat heard the shot and nailed the killer before he could get away.
So the killer was a numbers operator, eh?
That's right. I'm at the place now. They came over in the squad car with Sergeant Burke. They're taking the guy in for murder, of course. But Sarge says they'll get him to squeal on the big shot in the numbers racket before they get through grilling him.
Well, let's hope they do, Axford. Wherever the top man is in that racket, he's managed up to now to keep himself in the clear while he has the entire city covered with his operators. You keep me posted.
That I will, Reed. I already called the story into rewrite. Sarge is ready to take the killer in, and I'm going along. See you later. So long.
Bye. Well, maybe that's the break we've been hoping for.
What, Mr. Reed?
A small-time numbers operator just shot a man in a pool room argument. And the police caught him before he could get away. They're taking him in for grilling.
Oh, you mean he might tell who's at the top of the racket?
Right. Since he's up for murder anyway, he'll figure he has nothing to lose by squealing. By tonight, we ought to know the name of the one who pulls the strings in the numbers racket, and breaking that racket will really make headline news for the Daily Sentinel.
We'll be at headquarters in a minute, wise guy. And if you know what's good for you, you'll talk. It might keep you from going to the chair.
I don't know nothing, see? You ain't got nobody to swear that I plugged that guy in a pool room either.
We got your gun. And when they get the bullet, that'll be proof enough.
Yeah? Maybe. But I ain't talking anyway, copper.
Fresh guy, ain't he, Sarge?
Quiet, expert. Well, here we are. Okay, you. Get out. Watch him, Cassidy.
Okay, Sarge.
Ah, you got my rod, ain't you? What's that?
Hey, Sarge. Look at that car.
What?
Hey,
get on, expert. Quick.
Suffering snakes. I thought I was a goner for sure. Sarge, are you all right?
Yeah, sure. But was a close shave, believe me.
Sarge, look, our prisoner.
Glory be.
What's the matter, Sarge? Is he hurt?
He ain't hurt, Ashford. The guy we were bringing in is dead.
He was shot down right in front of police headquarters, eh, Axford?
That's right, Reed. It happened just about an hour ago. I guess you got the whole story from what I phoned in.
Yes. It's too bad they didn't get a chance to question him.
Oh, that it is, Reed. Whoever did the shooting must have thought he'd crack under the grilling and give a lead to the big boss, like as not.
Well, that's the way it adds up. Who was the prisoner? Did you get his name?
Sure. Some punk by the name of Muggsy Sampson. At least that's the name he gave the cops. Like as not, his fingerprints will show him to have a lot of other names.
Maybe.
You know, Reed, I was thinking.
What?
Could be a feather in our cap if the Daily Sentinel could break up that racket.
Well, you're right about that. It'd be a big public service, too.
I got a plan that might get lead on the top guy, Reed.
Oh, let's hear it.
Why not have the Daily Sentinel offer a reward for the information leading to the arrest of Sampson's killers?
Offer a reward?
Sure. If it was big enough, maybe one of the gang would squeal to get the money.
Well, it might work at that, actually.
Well, why don't you try it, then?
I will. We'll offer a reward of $5,000 in the next edition. Then we'll sit back and wait for a nibble. I'm glad you thought of it, Axford.
Sure, it took no thinking at all. I just says to myself, I says, what would get me to squeal if I was a crook? Then I tells myself, a lot of dough, that's what. So that's how the idea came to me.
Well, that's good psychology.
Is that what it is?
More or less. Anyway, we'll try your idea and see what happens. I'll have Gunnigan get busy on it right away.
Hey, boss. I got something to show you.
Well, what is it, Chick? I'm busy.
Hey, look at this in the Daily Sentinel.
Another hot editorial about the numbers racket, is that it?
No, huh? See there? The Sentinel's offering $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of Sampson's killers.
Chuck, read the publisher. The Sentinel was responsible for my defeat when I ran for second term as state senator. Now he's sticking his nose into our racket.
Hey, you don't think he has any idea ex-Senator Rittman's at the head of it, do you?
Of course not. But if this keeps up, he's liable to get a lead to me. If that happened, we'd all take a rap for murder.
Yeah, but we're not going to sit by and let it happen, are we, boss?
We'd be fooled if we did. But we'd be on the spot if one of our operators got itchy fingers for that $5,000, Chick.
Maybe we could give Reed a strong hint that'd make him take back that offer, boss. And besides that, make him lay off of those editorials.
Yes. Yes, maybe you're right, Chick. From what I hear of Reed, he's just a playboy at heart. A good scare might make him pull in his horns. He's going too far, and it's about time we took the wind out of his sails. I'll leave it to you, Chick.
Okay, boss. If you don't listen to reason, maybe the Sentinel carries some big news about its own publisher.
Casey, are you sure nobody phoned nothing about that reward?
Expert, it's almost noon, and all you've done this morning is to pester me about that. I told you before, we've had no calls.
Maybe you'll find a letter telling us what we want to know.
Well, I haven't found one yet, and I've opened quite a number so far.
Want me to help open some of those letters?
No, I don't. It was Mr. Reed's personal mail.
Well, if it's personal, then why does he let you open it and read it first, I'd like to know.
Oh, go away and stop asking foolish questions. After all, I am his secretary, and I... Goodness, I...
What's the matter, Casey? What's it say?
Never mind. I'm going in and show this to Mr. Reed.
Say now, if it's about that reward or something...
If Mr. Reed wants you to know what's in this letter, he can tell you. I won't. And you stay out here.
I'm coming right along in. That I am.
You have no right to come in here.
What's going on?
Well, there's a letter I think you should read right away, Mr. Reed.
Oh, really? Is that it?
Yes, sir.
What's it say, Reed?
I told Ashford to wait outside,
but... That's all right, Miss Casey.
Reed, I just thought maybe...
Quiet, Ashford. I read this.
Well, that says something.
Is it about the reward? Does it tell who's at the head of the numbers racket, Reed?
Oh, go away.
This is a printed note, Axford. In a way, it does concern the reward. Listen, if you know what's good for you, you lay off that reward stuff. Also, the editorial. We'll be watching the Thursday afternoon edition. This is a warning.
Holy crow! This is Thursday! What are you going to do, Reed?
I'll tell you in a minute, Axford. Miss Case, how is the envelope addressed?
To Mr. Britt Reed, publisher of the Daily Sentinel.
I see. Well, call Gunnigan and tell him to raise that reward to $10,000. Then come in here ready to take copy on a special editorial for the afternoon edition.
Yes, sir.
But, Reed, do you think you'd better do that since the note
says take
the
note to police headquarters, Axford. Maybe they'll find fingerprints.
But, Reed,
you asked me what I was going to do, didn't you? Well, this is it. I'm calling their bluff no matter what happens. Now get going. Yes, Miss Case.
Axford called to say that there were no fingerprints on that note, Mr. Reed.
I see. Well, I didn't expect there would be.
Axford also sent for you to wait for him so he can go home with you as a bodyguard.
Well, I won't wait. Is there anything else?
Yes, the presses are already rolling on the afternoon edition.
Good. And my answer to those killers will soon be on the street. I'll be leaving here at 6 o'clock, so I'll get the mail in for signatures before then.
Yes, sir.
I called you on the private line, Cato. Are you sure you have everything straight?
Yes, sir. But it's not good you take a chance. It's not any doubt that killers send note to you.
Well, I've taken chances before, Cato. Anyway, nothing may come of it.
Why you not have police to bring you home, Mr. Britt?
What do you think?
You be bait all alone to bring rats into open, perhaps.
Right. If they do put in an appearance, we can get a lead on them. See you later, Cato.
Yes, sir. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, I guess you've come in for the letters. They're all signed, Miss Case.
All right, but what I really came for was to tell you about a strange phone call I took a moment ago.
A phone call?
Yes. A man called and said he was phoning in regard to the reward. He asked to speak to the publisher of the Sentinel.
Well, why didn't you connect him?
He didn't give me a chance, Mr. Reed. I told him to hold the line and I'd connect him with you, and then he said, well, wait a minute, I can't talk now. I'll call back later. How long will he be there?
Oh, then he's going to call back?
No. Oh, I told him you expected to leave at 6, but that I was sure you'd wait for his call. He said, never mind, he'd phone in the morning. And then he hung up.
Oh, I see. Well, there's no use waiting then.
I guess not.
It's a few minutes of 6 right now. Now, I run along home. If anything comes up that needs attention, you can reach me there.
Yes, sir. I'll leave word with Mr. Gunning.
Good. I'll see you in the morning. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Reed.
Street 4, please. Street clock.
Good night, Joe.
Good night, Mr. Reed.
I hope I can get a taxi without much waiting. They certainly wouldn't try to pull anything with so many people around. Of course, somebody might try to follow my cab if I get one at this hour.
Cab, mister? Taxi?
Well, I'm in luck. A cab right at the curb.
Get right in, sir.
Oh, beg your pardon. I thought the cab...
You and make it fast or this gun might go off. Come on.
Guess there's nothing else for me to do at the moment.
Reed!
Shut that door, quick. Now, driver, get going. Step on it.
Wait! Come back!
Suffering snakes. That guy was holding a gun on Reed. I gotta phone the cops. Reed's been kidnapped by one of them killers.
We'll continue our story in just a moment. This is an urgent appeal to all men who have had experience as chefs, cooks, butchers, or bakers. The War Shipping Administration needs you to man the stewards department of merchant marine vessels returning our soldiers from the European theater of war. Sea experience is not necessary, and you can sign on for as many trips as you wish to make. If you have had experience as a chef, cook, butcher, or baker, and can pass the standard food handler's medical examination, write collect to Merchant Marine, Washington 25, D.C. for immediate assignment. And now, back to the Green Hornet. ¶¶ As the cab carrying the racketeer and Britt Reed sped away from the curb, Axford rushed frantically to a nearby telephone and was soon talking to Sergeant Burke at police headquarters.
You got to do something, Sarge. With me own eyes, I saw that guy holding a gun on Reed.
Great day, Axford. Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. It was one of them killers, that's who it was. He was riding in one of them green cabs.
I don't suppose you got the number of the cab.
Whoosh, now, that's exactly what I did do. It's H-O-O-1-O. Get a dispatch out on it right away, Sarge.
That I will. Then I'll come by in a squad car and pick you up, Axford.
Hurry up, Sarge. Hurry up. I'll be waiting. We gotta find Reed before it's too late.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Watch all roads for green taxicab. License number H as in Henry, 0010. License number H as in Henry, 0010. Britt Reed kidnapped. Men are armed. Repeat, men are armed. That is all.
Didn't take long for the cops to put out a call. They even got the cab number.
The police usually went out over gunmen like you.
Oh, yeah? Well, having the license number ain't going to help him this time. We'll be changing cars in a few minutes.
Smart, aren't you?
Who are you to be talking? If you weren't so smarty, you wouldn't have walked into our trap so easy. I even phoned to find out when you'd be leaving.
Oh, yeah, someone did phone. Rather stupid of me not to have been suspicious.
Dumb's a word, buddy. You big shots with a lot of dough think you know it all. But you sure crawl when you see a gun in the hands of a guy who knows how to use one. Stop at the next side road up ahead. That's where our car is.
Right.
All right, Reed. It's as far as we go in this jalopy. Now get going.
Oh, I'm getting out. It isn't necessary to shove me.
You don't like to be shoved, Jim.
Yeah. You get used to the shoving before we get through with him.
Now come on with this. I'll leave the cab here.
Okay. Hey, Chick. I just thought of something.
Yeah? What's the brilliant thought you got?
Remember that mug we saw running to the curb when we drove away from the Sentinel building?
What about him?
He must have been the one that called the cops. I think he saw that gun you was holding on Reed.
He did. And I'm sure he called police headquarters. So what? Get moving up that side road, Reed. That's where the car is parked. Cops will find the cab here, but it won't do them any good.
I suppose you're taking me directly to the big boss?
You suppose wrong, mister. You'll soon find out where we're taking you. And you can bet it's a place where no one will think to look for you. You meet the boss, all right. But after you do, it's curtains for you. So don't be too anxious.
Well, I must admit my future in your hands looks rather dubious. You really think you'll murder me?
You wouldn't be the first one who got bumped off for interfering with the boss's racket.
Shut up.
Okay.
Well, I'm beginning to dislike my company more every minute.
Oh, wise guy, eh? Well, let me tell you something, Reed. You may be a wealthy publisher and all that, but you'll get it just as quick as anyone else. Think of the headlines your Daily Sentinel will get, and you won't be around to see them.
You never can tell. Is that the car?
Right.
Expensive car you have.
Yeah, it's the boss's. Everything he has is expensive. He likes expensive stuff. It takes a lot of dough, see? That's why he won't stand for your interference in this business. Now get in. This'll probably be your last ride in a good car, so you might as well enjoy it. Stay till the boss decides what he wants to do with you, Reed.
Yeah, I don't think I'll like it. It's too bare looking. And that single bright light bothers me.
Listen to the guy, will you? talking like he was here for a visit or something.
Sit down there, Reed.
Not much of a chair.
You'll get used to it after a while. Now tie him up and make it good.
Sure.
Just yell if it's too tight, mister. Then I'll tie it tight.
Hurry up and stop gabbing. Have to put out the light and get up to the boss's place. He's coming back here with us later.
There, I'm through. That punk will never get loose now.
Yeah, gag him with his handkerchief.
Why the gag? This place is far from the road.
Shut up, shut up. Hurry up and gag him.
Okay. If I know the boss, this guy's already said his last words.
That's no kidding either. Come on. Gonna put out the light?
Yep. So long, playboy.
I'm coming. I'm not to put on a light. They're not gone yet. I take gag away first. You. There.
Hurry, we've got to follow them.
Oh, they not leave too quick. I loosen ignition wire. Car not start up right away. Now, there. Your hand's free. I hold a flashlight. You loosen feet.
I was afraid they might suspect someone was following. There.
They go now.
Yes, come on. I've taken a lot from those two so that they lead us to the top man. Let's get to the Black Beauty.
Black Beauty, not far away. We not lose them.
Good. Hurry, there's no time to waste.
They turn into driveway just ahead, Mr. Britt.
Yes, we'll leave the Black Beauty in the shadows outside the gate and go on foot to the house.
You think Big Boss intend to hold Britt Reed for ransom?
No, Cato. From what I heard, he planned to murder me.
He have big surprise coming.
Stop here, Cato.
What do we do now?
First, we'll get the lay of the place. Come on.
Yes. Oh, it looks like big house.
Yes, the boss lives in style. Let's go. They're all in that room. Looks like the library.
But you not go in. They all armed with guns.
I'm going in, all right. But before I do, I'll give you a few instructions. And then we'll be ready for them.
So you got Britt Reed without any trouble, eh?
We sure did, boss. He's bound and gagged, sitting in the dark at the old house back on the river road.
That guy's too dumb to know what it's all about.
What are you going to do with him?
We'll go over there and get him. You two can take him for a little ride, if you know what I mean.
Sure, boss. And he won't walk back.
Maybe with him out of the way, no one will try to interfere with our racket in the future.
Don't be too sure of that, killer.
Hey, look who sneaked in the door. The Green Hornet.
Well, well. It is a Green Hornet at that. But we have three guns to his one.
It's a gamble, but I'll risk it. Ex-Senator Rittman.
Hey, he knows you.
So I notice. What's your game, Hornet? Trying to horn in on the numbers racket?
Right. From now on, you're out.
Oh, is that so?
Let him have it three ways, boys.
Hey, check that!
You're wasting bullets, killers.
My eyes. I can't see.
Get him.
Get it. Quick.
This will help your eyes.
No. Get to the dark, quick.
No, you don't. Try another kind of gas.
No, no.
Let me take this button.
No. I'll get you.
You what?
Oh. Good thing we wear special masks.
Yes. That tear gas bomb did the trick.
You leave them here now?
Yes, put in a call to the police. They'll find evidence enough here in Rittman's desk, I think. Then we'll go back and you can tie me up again in that old house.
But why you do that?
So the police can find Britt Reed. Axford saw that man Chick holding a gun on me in the cab. He'll get Chick to tell where they left me and I'll have to be there. Put in the phone call and then we'll leave. Hurry.
Step on it, Sarge. If them guys are lying about where they left Reed, I'll beat each one of them to a pulp with me own hands.
We're almost to the place they told us about, Axford. We'll soon know whether Reed's okay or not. I guess we turn in here.
Imagine them killers leaving poor Reed in a dark and gloomy place like that. Look at it, Sarge.
I'm looking. It's sure a deserted-looking place.
Come on, Sarge.
Oh, wait till I turn on my flashlight or you'll break your neck, expert.
Reed! Hey, Reed!
Don't be dumb, Axford. That guy said Reed was bound and gagged. He can't answer you. Come on. Open that door there.
Holy crow! Look! There's poor Reed trussed up like a chicken.
Stop yapping and untie him.
Don't worry, Reed. We're here to save you. There. The gag's out.
Oh, Axford. Am I glad to see you?
We'll have you loosened in a jiffy, Mr. Reed.
I don't know how you ever found me, but I'm sure thankful.
Reed, we caught them killers, that we did. And we found out that the big shot at the top in the numbers racket is none other than ex-state Senator Rittman himself.
No, really?
That's right, Mr. Reed. We found a lot of numbers tickets right in his desk. Anyhow, both the guys there with him squealed all over the place. Of course, they're all going up for murder.
Sure. And just think, they were planning to murder you too, Reed. The saints forbid.
I guess I've had a very narrow escape.
That you did. More than you'll ever know.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't have gone so far as to kill me.
Reed, sometimes I wonder if you really think things out like you should. Do you know who was in with those killers?
In with them? What do you mean?
In cahoots with them, that's what I mean.
Who?
Sarge, you tell him. He won't believe me.
T'was the Green Hornet himself who had a falling out with those others, Mr. Reed. Left them for the police like a lot of poisoned rats.
The Green Hornet? Are you sure?
Sure, we're sure. Didn't he leave one of them Hornet seals behind? It's a wonder he didn't find out about you and come over here to finish you off. You wouldn't have a chance against him, Reed.
It'd be suicide for you to stand up to that guy.
Well, in a way, it would be at that.
Well, anyway, you save that $10,000 reward. Unless you want to pay it to the Green Hornet.
Well, I'll just keep it until he calls for it, Sergeant Byrd.
Holy crow, listen to that. The Hornet's maybe been hearing every word we've been saying. We got here just in time to save you from him, Reed. And as much as I'd like to get me hands on him, I'd rather be shaking your hand than wringing that devil's neck. That I would.
Well, you certainly couldn't be doing both at the same time, expert.
At Gillespie, Peg Bob! Rittman and gang indicted for murder, numbers racket broken, Green Hornet implicated! Read all about it, Green Hornet still at large! Set Gillespie, Peg Bob!
A message to the women. Wouldn't you like to feel that you have done your full share in helping to bring to a close the war with the Japs? You can, you know, by enlisting in the Navy's waves. Thousands of new waves are needed right now. About half of this new group will be placed in the hospital corps to do humanitarian work with our Navy and Marine wounded. Every wave fills an important job in the Navy, one she can be well proud of after the war. Go now to the Navy recruiting station and ask about service in the waves. Be sure to listen to the Green Hornet next week at this same time. These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Bob Hall speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.